innovare, which means simply to innovate, to reform, or to change. But what is innovation? It's often tough to define, but we know it when we see it. It's a new idea, creative thoughts, new imaginations, methods, theories. It's bettering ourselves. But we take these actions often out of necessity. So what if we could harness the scrapper mentality, the hustler, the actions of those who are just trying to survive, and put it into everyday use? This is my passion project. I've attended some of the world's largest innovation conferences, developed the latest and greatest technology, and produced change within organizations who were built on and preach tradition. Now I'm here to help entrepreneurs and everyday individuals make small changes and establish a new normal through new methods, ideas, and standards to change your life forever. I'm Roy Edwards, and welcome to the Innovare Project.
I welcome you to Innovare. Yeah, this is where we innovate. This is the podcast where changes are made. If you're not growing, then you're dying. Innovation is the key to surviving. This is Innovare, where we ain't scared to make that change and create a new way, If you're ready to learn and sit back and just chill, it's about to get real. This is Innovare.
What's up, guys? Welcome in to the Innovare podcast. I'm Roy Edwards, and I'm your host. And today we're going to be going over competition and this idea that's been circling around the entrepreneurship world lately that you've probably seen on memes and motivational quotes and so many other places. And it's been spewed and discussed on multiple message boards and private groups and entrepreneurship groups. And we have this group of people who are growing up and celebrating losing. They're saying, losing is so great. It's the only way to success. Oh my gosh, this is so fantastic. Well, I'm here to tell you today that that's complete bullshit. No, what are you doing? But guys, before we get into it, got some housekeeping. If this is your first time here, welcome. And we believe in the law of reciprocity here. So please, guys, like, review, and subscribe if you like what you hear. If you're here because somebody else sent you here, that means you have some homework to do. That means you have to go share this podcast out with two new people because we are trying to grow a community here of like-minded individuals, of people who are trying to innovate themselves, their minds, and their businesses. But it's not through losing. And that's what we're going to go over today, that it's not okay to celebrate a losing culture. So let's get started. So generally, I've found that there are two different types of people, and those people are either, are you a hate to lose type of person, or are you a love to win type of people? And so in those two different people in the world, especially in competition, those people are either a love to win and you're driven by winning, the feeling of winning, celebration, the feelings of accomplishments in your life, or you hate to lose and you're driven by the absolute hate of the feeling of a gut check, disappointment, or anger that you missed some sort of an opportunity. And while no matter what your drive is and no matter what the competitive nature that sits inside of us is, competition sits in all of us. So while some people will claim or say that they're not competitive, the fact is that they're lying. It's in our nature to be competitive. That's the feeling of jealousy when your brother or sister got more attention from your parents than you did when you were younger. It's when your best friend gets a better Christmas present, you know, since we're in the holiday season. We always remember that right on the bus coming back from school and people are like, what'd you get for Christmas? And you always had that competitive nature and you that jealousy. It's the feeling when somebody scored better than you did on a quiz or that you busted your ass on. You might have pulled an all-nighter and you busted your ass and that person barely studied. Maybe they got a better quiz grade than you. And then there's the obvious, right? It's the feeling you get when somebody else is attempting to take something away from you. And that's generally what we think of when we think of competition as a culture. We think of that there are two or more people or sides that are looking to grab something and that are competing or fighting over something, but it's so much more than that. But the point is that we've all been there. We've all had one of those situations that I just named be a part of our lives. And the difference is that some people wait until their back's against the wall to take action towards these feelings of competition. They wait for their friends to get a better grade on a quiz. They wait for their brother or sister to get more attention from their parents. They wait for someone to attempt to take their business or business from them. And they wait for somebody to blow the whistle, drop the puck, whatever you might say in terms of sports, to start their competitive nature and to get their competitive juices flowing. But the truth is, if you have to wait for someone to kick you, you've already lost. This reaction to competition is why we've seen a rise in students going into college undecided. I'll admit that I was one of those students. I went into college undecided, not really necessarily knowing what I wanted to do. I thought I did, but was wrong because I didn't really have that complete drive. And this is also why young adults entering into the workforce, they don't know what they want to be. They enter into the workforce and they're like, I'll try a couple different things and I'll figure it out. It's because we haven't had that competitive drive, that competitive nature to find what we're truly passionate about. This is one of the reasons. And according to surveys conducted, an estimated 20 to 50% of students enter college as undecided, and an estimated 75% of students change their major at least once before graduation. I fall into both of those categories. Additionally, 44% of students don't know what they want to do or be after graduations. And new statistics released by allaboutcareers.com, a leading careers exploration website, they revealed that 44% of those undergraduates are unable to define the industry. Even the industry, they don't even know what industry they want to start to look in, that they'd be able to work in or want to work in once they graduate. So I guess the question there becomes is, why are we so reactionary? It's because being competitive is seen as a negative trait within our culture and our society. And that's coming from somebody, me, who was born into a very competitive household. So many people will say to their kids, say to their friends or peers, that not everything's a competition, right? How many times have you heard that? Or this doesn't have to be a competition. But the truth is, everything is a competition. There might not be a trophy that's given out at the end of every meeting or project or business transaction. You know, there's not a physical piece that you can hang on a wall, hang on your neck, put in a trophy case, but there certainly is a winner. Someone who's clearly most prepared or built a lasting relationship in business. And sometimes there's a clear loser. By now, you've likely heard the quote, Edison didn't invent electricity. He invented 1,000 ways not to. You've probably heard that before. And while this quote has taken the entrepreneurship community by storm, right? It's not completely the fairy tale that people have made it out to be on the memes and the motivational posters. I see more and more people post on social media these days that the only way to succeed is to fail over and over in life. And my gut and initial reaction is, what a stupid thing to say. When you enter into something accepting failure as the only way to succeed and win, then you've already lost. Don't confuse the lessons learned from a loss with the only way to succeed. That's something someone says that's never won before. That's what they say. The obvious truth is that failure is not success. While learning from failures is progress, I've mentioned that multiple times on this show, if you've listened before, and it should be the approach that we take, that failure and losses is part of the way to success, and that's part of how you get better, and nobody is perfect on day one, and that if you get 1% better, then you're on the right track. You just want to get 1% better each day. But that's not what I'm talking about in this instance, because some people look at failure as, if I just go out and fail, then at least that's how I'm going to succeed. But it's not like that. If you are going out just to fail, then you are preparing to fail. If you are going out to succeed, then you are preparing to succeed. And that's the way that you want to look at things. You want to prepare to succeed, not to prepare to fail because you feel like you have accomplished something because of some meme that you saw on the internet. While learning from your failures is progress and should be, that should be a way that you approach failure, knowing that it's progress, that's not the only way to succeed. In fact, going out and thinking that losses are okay does not lead to success. In fact, doing the same thing over and over and over again and failing over and over and over again at the same things, that's not success, guys. That's called insanity. Be careful with how you define your road to success, because the devil is in the details. Now, if you take a lesson from each loss and failure, and then you take action in preparation towards winning, that's when you find success. Banging your head against the wall over and over again, I can't think of one time that that's led to success. And I can promise you that as a developer, I've been there. It didn't work. It's learning from those things and taking action on change of those things. It's not just setting out to fail and then thinking that you're going to stumble upon success. So I bring it back to that question and there being two different types of people. Are you someone who loves to win or you hate to lose? To be honest, there's no right answer here. But since you asked, I'm a hate to lose guy. And here's why. When I win, the celebration in the moment, it's fleeing. Have you ever won a championship, a game, a big deal, close that big sales, hit your quarter goal, whatever it is, and you thought it would feel better? That feeling where you thought it would give you more excitement, more pleasure, more anything. What about when we get in a habit of winning and then the process of winning becomes the expectation? Then what? Does the feeling of winning provide enough of a feeling of goodness in us to keep us going through those hard times? After you've experienced a little bit of success, do you stop those 2 a.m. nights of working late because you didn't have to work as hard? See, I am that hate to lose probably because I grew up losing. I was fighting a losing battle with my health and Crohn's disease. I was not a superior athlete, so I lost a little bit there. I wasn't part of some team that just crushed everyone, didn't go to the biggest high school, didn't break all the records. In fact, all of that is the exact opposite. See, we were the underdogs. I went to a small high school. We were undersized, small school. We're the team that, the bigger schools, the ones who went on to win the state championships, we were the team that they scheduled for homecoming games. We lost a lot. In fact, that just making it into the regional tournament became some huge accomplishment that was celebrated. And you either got used to it and you quit and found something else that you won at, or you fought and you got pissed off and you trained and you drove to be better. So anyone who doesn't hate to lose, in my opinion, really hasn't lost. And if they did lose, they blocked it out and they didn't want to soak in it. They made excuses that it wasn't their sport. And that's why there are so many people celebrating losing these days, because they're afraid to admit the truth that right now they aren't any good. Sometimes you have to look at yourself in the mirror and you have to admit that you fucking suck at something. When you do that and soak in it and say, well, I hate this fucking feeling. I hate losing. I'm done with this. That's when you make real progress. Not when you keep losing and accidentally happen upon success and then make excuses and post memes about it on the internet. So do you want to be the guy who did a cartwheel because he fell down the hill the wrong way, but the other 1,000 times just fell on his face and he just so happened to get it right? Or do you want to be the guy who exhausted his energy thinking every possible way, every possible scenario, how to do a cartwheel? Those are not the same thing. They might have ended up in the same place of ultimately doing a cartwheel, but they went about it 2 completely different ways, and one of those people will be able to replicate it. Failing to prepare is preparing to fail. And then celebrating that, that's not entrepreneurship. That's not success. That's insanity. Not everything is supposed to be unicorns and rainbows. Sometimes shit is just supposed to suck. That's just the God honest truth. Sometimes you have to walk through hell to get to the light at the end of the tunnel. But if you don't understand that you're in hell, you just have your blinders on, you won't appreciate the light. And you damn sure won't be in a hurry to not go back through it. So stop saying there is glory in losing. There is no glory there. There is nothing but scars and lessons. And if the lesson didn't hurt, then it won't be around long enough to change you. So there's absolutely nothing to celebrate. Thanks for checking out another episode of the Innovare Podcast. You can listen to all episodes at InnovarePodcast.com, on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever your podcasts are found. If you enjoy watching podcasts, check us out on YouTube for a visual behind-the-scenes look at all Innovare Podcast episodes. We have recently released a community of entrepreneurs. Find us on Facebook at Innovare Mindset. That's Innovare Mindset, to join the private group of entrepreneurs changing the world. Until next time, guys. See ya.